Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels, Ohio State, with their second practice of the preseason camp today. Offensive coordinator Arthur Smith asked about what to expect from his offense this year.
Whether you're in big-time college or in the NFL, if you want to, you know, have the confetti come down on you, you're going to have to win through the picks. And that's not just the run game. It's, you know, the protection, but it's a style of play.
Meanwhile, former Buckeye football players JT Barrett, Chris Sanders, Stan White Sr., and baseball's Nick Swisher will be amongst those inducted into the OSU Athletics Hall of Fame this fall. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians in Chicago to meet the White Sox tonight. Cincinnati Reds on the road against the Washington Nationals, and the Columbus Clippers continue at Syracuse. This update brought to you by Roosters, who's giving away 12 Ultimate Buckeye Experiences, tickets, sideline passes, and trips to a Buckeyes first-round postseason game. Register today at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear hole.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
Look at Teddy over there.
Look at him.
He's in his City Connect Reds. Starting to play good baseball because they're playing bad teams. How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
It's Go to Jail Friday. Get in touch with us. You can do it on X if you want to, at Man and Timmy 971. You can do it on text, 614-787-3093. Or you can email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
I will say I like the Cincinnati Reds City Connect jersey. When I was down at the Cubs game earlier this month, last month on a Saturday night, they were wearing the Reds. They were wearing the red
this
City Connect
version,
this year's. Yeah. Which do you like better? I'm torn. I feel like the red is too vibrant, too red.
Yeah,
I kind of go for the one that you got on.
Yeah, I like the black ones a little better.
All right.
Back to you. Go to jail. I had fun with the basement show last night. If you missed it, go to YouTube. Just search Common Man's Basement. It's brought to you by my friends, the Lions Den. You can watch whenever you want.
I watched it. Teddy, did you watch it?
Teddy didn't watch
Probably
it.
Probably not. Did you?
I did. But
had something
I did not,
going on, didn't you?
I did not watch it live. I tuned in about 9:30, and then I started, you know, streaming and watching it.
Okay.
So you did watch
it. You did watch
it.
Yeah, I watched this hour and 10 minutes. I was like, man, this thing, I never and I had to keep watching it.
I want to give people their money's worth.
You did.
Well,
right?
There's no doubt.
Good news is you could zip ahead, and you probably did.
No, I did. I watched every second of it.
I'm still trying to get my wife to come on one of these things. But the problem is,
she
has taken a shower, all her makeup is off, she's in her comfy clothes at 8 o'clock, and she can't bother to be judged by all of you. I said, they don't care. Come on down. Yeah, I don't look pretty. You always look pretty. Lie. Come on down.
Show yourself.
Talk to the people.
Show your real self.
Right, your daughter does it. Go ahead. She was on last night.
Samantha is so adorable.
Oh, stop
Come
it.
On.
Knock
oh
it off.
Oh, my God.
I'm
no,
so tired of hearing
no,
about it. Everybody always
everybody
tells
says
me,
so because
she's
it's
so
true.
Nice. Oh, she's so pretty. She's so smart. Shut up. She hears all this, then she gets a complex, starts walking around all high and mighty, then I got to chop her down a couple pegs.
I know. I do know. Like, I'm sure when the cameras are off and when she's not around friends, parents, and at school with teachers, she's probably just a raging bitch, right?
Why do we get the worst of our kids' behaviors?
Jack is a total D-hole when it's just me and mom, but everywhere else he is, right? He's at school, he's with the coaches, he's with friends, parents. Oh, he's just such a well-mannered boy. I'm like, what? Would you tell him to, like, try to be that way just for, like, 10%
they don't
of the time
with
he's
their
at
parents.
Home with us?
We get all the worst stuff.
Why?
I don't know why. That's,
what's the psychology behind that?
Life's cruel joke.
Yeah. I don't feel like we're I mean, we're not like beating him and making him sleep in a shed.
He's saying,
in the backyard.
I can be the worst version of myself around the people who love me the most.
Yeah.
These strangers that I'm maybe never going to see again, man, I'm going to wow them. I'm going to show them some pizzazz. But then I'm going to go home to the people who have pledged their undying devotion to me.
Right, the people that
forever.
Give their emotional,
right.
financial,
and
all the types of support that
I'm
you can come up
with.
I'm going
to treat them like a turd.
Yeah, yeah. The people that are going
to
send me to college and to do all that good
exactly.
stuff. Let's treat them like crap.
We had the Hall of Fame game last night, too. And I flipped it on, and I saw some of it. And we do what we always do. And you know what? I chalk it up to we're excited that football's back. But if I have to read another thing today about how the world has missed out on drafting Haynes King, what the hell are we doing? Yeah, all right. He was the ACC Player of the Year. Yes, he also came in and mop-up duty in the Hall of Fame game and had some good stuff.
Mike, he scored the winning touchdown.
I know.
He's obviously going to be a 10-year
dramatic
star.
Thing. I know.
What are you talking about?
But it's good. I'm glad football's back so we can overreact to it.
No, I'm actually not paying attention to anything that has to do with the ball that was played. I just think that that was a good broadcast. I thought that that hit all the right notes. And I'm not even going to say anything about Mike Tirico. I'm not even going to...
There's nothing to say.
Not going to walk you down that road.
Except I mean, he's the
isn't
best.
Isn't it just great, Teddy, to hear him back on the headset? I mean...
Absolutely.
Just the friendly, I'll just be your guide through
yes.
the biggest football games of the season. You hear that voice. Hi, everybody. It's Mike Tirico here. I don't know why he sounds like Herbie. Kicks it over
hey,
to this guy.
I
gotta tell you, Mike, it is a good time to be here in Canton, Ohio, and all these teams, and Drew Brees, and look at Larry Fitzgerald. He has really a beautiful ace, doesn't he? How does that even fit into his pants? I don't know. It was just well done. You got the wasn't Melissa Stark like out for 10 years or so? She just sort of vanished and disappeared.
Well, I think she was around.
But she does such a great job. I really do enjoy her. And they did it the right way. The football game was there, but they were ignoring plenty of play-by-play. Like, it was
they
more...
were ignoring
yes,
the game?
Yes, they were. And I'm saying that's fine. It's the Hall of Fame game. You got Drew Brees. You've got legends that played that need to be front and center.
You're right.
We need to tell
right.
their stories. They all took the time out to be there, to be around the broadcast, to do the interviews. And I just think it's a well-done first football game to sort of ease back into the season.
Teddy, when was the last time you were up there in Canton? Checked out the Hall of Fame?
Oh, probably about... like 40 years ago.
40 years
what?
Ago?
Why? Come yeah. on.
We got to get you up there. It's been like 15 for me. It's been a while.
It staying. Was. So for me, I went when I was a kid. I went with my uncle who played at McKinley back in the day. And so I would have been like 8 years old. And it wasn't until last summer. All the time I've been living in Ohio since we started here, since we came to town in 2012, I had not been up there again since I moved here, since it got renovated, and it's really nice.
I'll tell you,
it's a good time. I think there could be some more interactive stuff for the kids, but the museum aspect of it
screw the kids.
Is really well
done. I'm tired of everything having to be for the children. All right, the children can walk around and appreciate history like the rest of us. Not everything has to be a playground.
I'm with you.
That's my problem with Kosai sometimes, it's like, oh, it's a science museum. No, it's not. It's a jungle gym. It's a jungle gym for kids.
It's easy to say that, but you still, a lot of us have to bring the kids with us when we get a day
well,
to go and do something like that.
Make them appreciate it.
Have you ever tried
yes.
to make
I'm
a kid
the
do
of
something?
A nine-year-old.
Yeah, you
yeah.
are, and you just told us how she acts when people aren't around.
No, but then I give her the look.
When she's under your guidance.
You're going to read that plaque, and you're going to like it.
She doesn't want to read about Art Monk.
Who's this guy?
It's O.J. Simpson. Killed two people. Still here.
Oh, man. So it was Luke Kuechly's father was one of the first ones that Melissa Stark talked to. They did a little like quick broadcast opening just to see the NFL shield. You know what I mean? The like, this is a presentation of the NFL.
I don't have to watch
see
it
that.
Now. I got chills, Teddy.
And then
they roll in and they've got like Drew Brees' family and Luke Kuechly's family, and Melissa Stark starts doing something with Kuechly's father, and he's emotional, you know, and it's pulling on your heartstrings. She says, like, did you ever think, you know, that your son would end up here? And he's like, you know, no, not really something that you ever expect, but I'm really proud of him. And he said, I'm just hoping that he could live up to the standard of those 387 men. And I was thinking, oh, except for OJ.
It's probably a couple exceptions in
maybe,
there.
Maybe a few more after OJ, I mean, too. But there is a, you know, there is a murderer who's got his bust in there. So maybe except for that guy, I think Luke's a little bit nicer.
Couple murderers, probably. One that we know of for sure. I had a situation experience when I was hosting with Spielman. We did a live broadcast up there at the museum. And before the museum opened, they set up a private tour with me and Spielman with the historian that they have there on site. And let me tell you something that's really cool. Walking through Canton, the Hall of Fame, where no one's in there, and you have someone with you who knows everything about everything. Every little tidbit, item that they have in there, question about history. It was like Jack Park on steroids.
I guess that is cool, but what if he just never stopped talking? Because do you want to, did he have good
timing?
No, the
stories were great.
Okay, it was all like, well done. He showed you the bus room. It's like, shut up for a second. I want to see the bus.
He wasn't overbearing. Everything he added was fantastic.
It was just having a nice guide, huh?
Terrific experience.
Was it like Morgan Freeman walking you through the Hall of Fame?
It was. It was the voice
now
of God.
Now we come into the bus room.
Ryan Day wants you to know that his car is very fast. We're going to talk about this coming up next. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking the left lane, causing some holdup on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after US 23. And there's also a crash at the intersection of Cleveland Avenue and Eddystone Avenue, causing some holdup there. This report is sponsored by your local Rude Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Rude to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rude Pro Partner at RudeColumbus.com. RUDColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
T-Bone and Tybus would like to remind you that you don't have to get in your car to listen or put on pants. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.1 The Fan and experience the stupidity in the comfort of your own home. You're welcome. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Happy Friday. Highs today right around the mid-80s. Feeling a little bit warmer, though, with the combination of all that humidity out there. It's a little muggy as you step out the door. Friday afternoon into the evening hours, isolated showers and storms return back into our forecast. And that's going to get you through the rest of your Friday. I'm your 10 Weather Impact meteorologist, Lily Aldrich, with 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. Cleveland Browns weekend gets you started. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then it's the best of T-Bone and Tyvus from 8 to 9. 9 o'clock, T to Green with Skip Mossick. And then at 10 o'clock, Fan Sports Saturday with Reese and Tito. They are live from OSU training camp. A little birdie told me that Ryan Day is going to drop by.
Love that.
And talk to them. Carson Hintzman, too. Buckeyes center.
Head coach and the center. We talked about Carson Hintzman this week.
1 o'clock tomorrow. It's Buckeye Replay starring Timmy.
Well, it's not really starring me.
Are you the host of the show?
Yeah.
You set everything up?
I'm more like a narrator, but you're going to get to listen to... Well, actually, you're not going to listen to Paul Keels and Jim Lachey. You're going to listen to... Teddy, who would that have been? 1990, the play-by-play voice for Terry Ohio Smith. State Buckeyes. Terry Smith.
Is Jeff Logan
is
with
correct.
Him?
It would be the mayor, I want to say. Lashutka?
Oh, Greg Lashutka.
Yeah, Greg Lashutka, the mayor, should be in the booth with Terry Smith for that one.
Ohio State and Iowa from 1990. That is tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and then Reds at Nationals at 6:15. So Ryan Day was talking to On3's Andy Staples and Ari Wasserman yesterday, and he was talking about his fast car. Tracy Chapman.
Baby, you're a fast car.
One of the greatest songs ever, by the way. Anywhere.
It is a good song.
Terrific song. He says he drives a Mercedes AMG, which is, you know, pretty much every single Mercedes line model has an AMG, which just means their fanciest, fastest version of that model. And I know what Ryan Day makes, and he can afford the best.
I think he can. And you know what? I bet you he even has a vehicle stipend. I bet you.
Stipend? Oh,
stipend. Okay, you say a lot of weird crap.
Stipend?
You had like two words yesterday. I don't
Michael
even remember
stipend.
What they were.
Michael Stipend is great in REM.
Michael up. Stipend. Shut up. How do you say it? A stipend.
Stipend? Stipend.
Stipend.
Stipend? Anyway, here's a quote
gets
from Ryan Day.
$1,500 a month for car payments.
He says, quite honestly, this is the truth. I bought it and I drive it, not even so much that I like it, but because it can go really fast. But I tell the guys, one of the things we have to understand, one of the biggest issues we have right now with young people is driving really fast. I tell them, look, I have an AMG. I could floor that thing, rip down the highway, but I don't. And that's discipline. So I do it almost as a reminder so that the guys know that I have a car that drives fast too. But I can't drive fast. He was then asked if he's ever gone somewhere out in the country to a track and really open it up, and he said no comment. Of course he has. You don't have a car like that and not open it up once in a while.
He got a speeding ticket back in 2021. He was going 89 and a 70. I can understand that. That 89 and a 70, look, you're pushing 20 over. Most states, 20 over is when you're going to up from just a regular speeding fine to reckless driving. And then that could get more points on your license. Possibly, I guess, is it up to the cop if they want to arrest you if you're going above that threshold?
They're not going to arrest you. If you have a valid driver's license, you have insurance, and you're not doing anything wrong in the car, it doesn't smell like weed, or if you're Tony Romo and have an open bottle of wine,
who among us has never maybe pushed like 20 over the speed limit on an interstate, like on a wide open road?
I pushed 20 over going here today.
There you go.
Coming in today.
There you go. Well, I would ask you to please watch your speed.
No, you want to know why, by the way, I had to step on the gas today? I'm always safe. I'm a safe boy. What I had to do today,
what they all say,
is I'm behind one of these pickup trucks with like just lawn furniture in the back of the truck.
I do hate that.
And this person's going 70, and I just have a nightmare of one of these folding chairs flying at me
or a giant,
on the highway.
You know, rocking chair that's heading to the salvage yard.
So
just
I gotta
haul
ass and get around this person.
Have you ever like had to dodge a large item?
Yes, I have. Like someone's mattress fell off the top of a car. They were holding it. It wasn't even tied down.
Stupid.
You had the driver and the passenger trying to hold the mattress on the top of a sedan. I'm on 315. This thing's come flying at me.
What did you do?
I swerved and narrowly missed it.
Luckily, no one was in the lane next to you.
I think one of the cars behind me hit it.
There was a dresser that was in the road. And this wasn't something that like fell off the truck, but it's even worse. Like if I'm in a low sitting car, this was when I was driving the Altima around, not in the SUV, not like it would have mattered, but I was behind a larger vehicle and that vehicle just kind of changed lanes quickly. And boom, there's this giant like chest of drawers sitting right in the left lane of the highway. And if there wasn't an opening in the lane next to me, I don't know what would have happened, man, because there was no room in the shoulder
You're either hitting the thing
the impact would have been on that. It may have weighed like 400 pounds.
Maybe you wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Oh, my God. Airbags deployed.
Was
would
it
have been like a
armor?
Sonic boom. No, man. It was the you know how you got like the dresser would be the tall one in the set. The chest of drawers is the big, wide one that you would attach the big, heavy mirror to. That's at least how I refer to those. You say differently?
Yeah, I think
an armoire is like a tall thing that you could even put some hangers in. I'm just saying like dresser, taller one, where it's more narrow. Chest of drawers, you got like the his side and the hers side. It's a big, wide-ass dresser. You don't have one of those?
No.
In your bedroom set?
I mean,
what do you got?
I got a dresser. Just a wide thing. Yeah. I don't have multiple pieces of furniture. I got two side tables.
You didn't get two dressers in the bedroom set?
No, I got two nightstands on either side of the bed.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a wide dresser that has like six drawers in it.
That's the chest of drawers. Big, wide one.
How do you
call it? No, the chest is the taller
one. That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought the chest
was
the tall.
Single, yeah.
So I'm going Oppo Taco? Yeah, the tall one is the chest of drawers?
You're from Virginia. Yeah. You know what the hell's going on.
From the South. I'm talking about a bedroom set here. It's not my forte. It's just what I've seen them. I had a term for them. I thought that's
One row of drawers. You know, that's the one. The chest.
The one row is the chest of drawers.
The chest, yes.
The other, the big flat
dresser.
Wide one
dresser.
All right, so it was a dresser, a massive dresser, just sitting in the highway.
It was Fran
Drescher. She was like, "You're gonna die."
Legend Bay has been suspended for the start of preseason camp. Ryan Day says due to a violation of team rules, but says he'll learn from it. We don't know what the team rule violation is. I do want to point out that, you know, Legend Bay has an interesting story. If you forgot, he originally signed with Tennessee, and it was because, like, his mom made him. He didn't want to. He was coerced into signing with Tennessee, and
yeah,
he instantly regretted it and didn't want to do it and came on social media and said, "No, I want to go to Ohio State. They made me do it. They made me sign." And so eventually he was let out of his commitment and was able to come here and sign. And then he showed up in January, and Ryan Day, after seeing him for a little while, compared him to Tyreek Hill.
And hopefully not the off-field
Tyreek
Hill.
Well, that's what I was getting at here.
He's already got himself suspended for the first two practices ever.
The violation of team rules is not he was choking his pregnant girlfriend, then decided to kick her in the womb.
Let's hope that that's not what he did.
Not.
Let's hope that he was just late to a couple of team meetings.
Fine.
And they have very lofty standards, which they should, because I would imagine he's getting paid a pretty penny. It should come with players behaving a little bit better, making sure that they're mostly about football and also class, because that still comes with the deal. Could you imagine, though, if Tennessee actually pulled off that coup de grace where they got a guy who didn't even really want to come to the school, but they got with the family so good that they steered him to Tennessee just enough for them to get him in the doors and let you know, like,
try and really sell
Rocky
Top.
Once he's there for 30 days or so, you're like, see, like, we're good. And then they still get David Gabriel George after that, after taking Legend Bay, prying him from our fingers.
David Gabriel George wouldn't go there if Legend Bay was there, would he?
I don't know. I mean,
there's only so much money that they can throw around.
Legend Bay, yes, I'd say yes. I mean, you take both those guys, because
Bay
is someone that will be like this weapon X type of dude. He can run. He can get out and cover. He's going to be a receiver.
Would George go if Legend Bay was there? Would he decide he wanted to go?
I think so, because David Gabriel George is going to be a bell cow running back. Like, he is going to be.
I don't like that
term. A straight up dude.
I don't like bell cow.
Why not?
I don't know.
But what about
just
a
fat woman in a house dress?
So it's just the term.
Yeah.
It's not, you don't, the fact that someone could be
a
lockdown
real
starter.
Bell cow.
Yeah. A bell
She's
cow.
Let herself
back.
Go.
Is you that
put
that,
a bell around her neck. You hear her coming.
That's what you think of?
Yeah.
You think of a fat woman?
I think of a
when
fat
I say bell cow.
A fat woman who only wears house dresses.
Why not a fat man?
I don't know.
Why not just
a Bell Bull?
Why not just a prize cow?
Bell Bull DeVoe. Right, Teddy?
Bell Bill DeVoe.
Now you know.
Devo.
There's nothing to do with Devo.
No.
Whip it.
Whip it good.
A big blow for a Big Ten title contender. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident blocking the right lane, causing some delay on westbound 670 after 71. Emergency crews are on scene there, causing some extra holdup. And there's a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1. On the Fan traffic.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
the number one show on Pope Leo's Spotify rap list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Clear.
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
So before we started, I heard Matty Ice tease something for our show.
Yeah, the thing is that Matty's teasing things now that we didn't tell him we were going to do. So now we have to do it.
He was just making stuff up, so I feel like we have to pay off
on that tease. So what did he say? He said
you can only eat three foods. It was kind of similar to what we were walking down, was it on yesterday's show or 2 days ago? About like what someone on, it was Good Clean Wednesday. So yeah, the question was, do you agree that pizza, chicken wings, and burgers are like the three most popular bar food items that you would want? What are the
right,
top
but
five?
Matty's question
was
more
specific.
Because he said, you only have three foods to eat for the rest of your life. And I said, well, can I just be vague and say pizza? And he said, no.
Yeah.
You have to say the specific pizza, what's
the kind, the crust type.
Right, exactly.
So
that's the only pizza you can eat.
So ultra specific with three foods that you can have for the rest of your life. What kind of pizza is going to be? What three kinds of pizza would you choose? Now, he didn't even say with the caveat, and calories are of no order, so we have to, I guess, keep that in mind, like the health side of it, because he didn't say it'll work as nutritious food for you and you're good. No, he didn't give us that out.
All right, what are we doing a breakfast, or are we just...
I am going to do, because I think eggs is good to have in the diet, and since I can build my own item, I think I can get some more, like, punch in there. So I'm going to need some bread for a starch. So I'm going to go with and some more protein, packing the protein. I'll go sausage, egg, and cheese on everything bagel. I think I can have one of those every morning for the rest of my life.
Sausage, egg, and cheese on everything bagel. That's a good
selection. They're not particularly healthy. I do realize that, but I'm not going to be doing a whole lot of snacking either. It's basically just going to be eating three foods and that's it.
What can I eat for the rest of my life?
What about like a nice skillet? What if like you could do like a nice like breakfast skillet and just load in ingredients?
A big breakfast guy.
Yeah,
like
I know.
That.
But this is a good opportunity to get like the nutrition stuff. Like if I gave you, you know, like you get the scrambled eggs, the red pepper, green pepper, onion, all that stuff,
Timmy,
like the egg
it.
Mess. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of a bagel with cream cheese and smoked salmon.
Lox.
Big fan.
Yeah.
I could probably throw that down every single day.
I'm thinking of something with a fish now, too, that you bring that up. Maybe I can combine getting some rice in my system with a fish, like a shrimp fried rice. I don't know.
I like how you're
probably
I gotta think healthy. Give me a shrimp fried rice.
Yeah, we're going for the
we haven't had any vegetables yet, but give me a shrimp fried rice.
Shrimp fried rice.
I got to give some thought to the rest of that. What did I tease? Oh, Big Ten title contender. Kind of. I'm stretching it. USC. It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be a big year for USC, because if it's not, Lincoln Riley is going to get fired. All right. They're not happy with let's finish fourth and have Oregon upstage us again.
They're ranked. West. They're ranked. They have a big time quarterback that they love and they have high expectations. But I am kind of with what you said there. Title contender does seem like a stretch when you've got Ohio State and Oregon.
We expect
at the top.
Them to be good. All right. The Remington watch list came out on Wednesday. And that is, you know, who's going to be the best center in the game. And USC center, veteran guy, Killian O'Connor, was on that list. And they were counting on him to really be the anchor of that offensive line. And then that very day that the watch list came out, he goes out to practice, and in a non-contact drill, he rips his knee up, and he's out for the season.
Well, that sucks.
They've already announced that. He's not going to play this year.
That is the definition of damn that sucks. When it's non-contact, when it's a freak injury, and you know stuff happens. That's the thing. Like you will start hearing about injuries at every level of football in these next 2 weeks, right? And I feel like it's more in these first couple of weeks when you get the pads on, when you really get the juices flowing, you get acclimated again, and stuff seems to happen. And stuff will happen all year long too. But this, I guess, gives them time to make that adjustment now. Like now there's going to be no surprise that they don't have their center, but it's still bad news any way you slice it.
Cooper Flagg. He's going to be a pretty important rookie for the Dallas Mavericks.
Well, he was. He's going to be a pretty important second-year guy.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He was really good as a rookie, too.
Well, they do these all the time. They have these special one-off cards. They want to create value by making one of them, and then Cooper Flagg signs it, and it goes into a pack, and some rando person's going to get it somewhere, because mm-hmm. it's one of one.
Yeah.
And so they did this with NBA debut patch with Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this product. I have not been into basketball cards in quite some time, but I mean, I know they're really hot still.
This is Topps. Yeah, this is 2026 really Topps Chrome Update basketball set.
I'm looking at it, and it's
one
a pretty
of these
card.
Packs has an NBA debut patch card that is autographed by Cooper Flagg. They are saying that the person who finds this is pretty much instantly a millionaire, because there's already offers out there to buy it for more than $1 million.
100%.
Some think it could sell for $1.5 million. It's not going to be one of these like $11 million cards like Shohei Ohtani had with Lego Man.
It'll be low millions. Yeah.
Right.
It'll be $2
million. So the Mavericks, though, they want it. And they're willing to make an offer to anyone who happens to get this card. And here is the offer from the Dallas Mavericks. And I want, assume you're a local Dallas person, you're a Mavericks fan. Because if you're not, like someone pulled the Paul Skeens card that also went for like $1 million, very similar to this. And the Pirates came out with all this Pirates swag. But the person who pulled the card didn't live in Pittsburgh, wasn't a Pirates fan. So it didn't really matter.
I know.
To
yeah.
him, right? So
yeah.
they took the
I remember
money.
That.
But let's assume you're a Dallas Mavericks fan.
Okay.
Born and bred. Here's what the Mavericks are offering you. Two premium lower-level season tickets for the next 32 years. 32 years.
32 years.
A signed game-worn flag rookie jersey, a post-game photo with flag, a private photo shoot alongside the Rookie of the Year and the Larry O'Brien trophies, a VIP tour of the team's practice facility with a meet-and-greet, a private basketball experience for up to 10 guests at American Airlines Center, and a road trip to watch the Mavericks face the Boston Celtics, complete with airfare, hotel, and game tickets. They're saying all of this is worth roughly $1 million. Especially when you factor in the bulk of that being the 32-year season ticket lower bowl seat that you're going to have.
It's a lot of nice things. I'm not going to say that it's not, but just spitballing here, start with, because we don't know anything about the seats. Like, what does that mean? Like, premium?
It says premium lower level season tickets.
I am not even entertaining this if it's not my feet are on the floor.
Well, they're not saying that now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Or else we're not even having a conversation. Because
so you would go in and you would negotiate on top of
this. Of course. Like, listen, lowest level, just some quick math, lowest level tickets would say like $1,100 per seat. So we're going to up that up, okay? Because we're going into the lower bowl. Let's say, I'll even bump this up. Let's go like 8,000. Let's go like 4,000 per seat for the season, okay?
It's got to be more than that.
So for 41 games.
NBA tickets are expensive, man. It's got to be more than that.
All right, let's go 6,000 per seat. All right, and it could be more. That's 12 grand right there.
Yeah, because you get two of them.
Times 32 years, we're at $384,000. It's generous. It's not nothing.
I would love to be in the room while you negotiate this.
I'm just saying.
Like, do I get snack per diem?
This card is going to bring in 1 to 2 million cash with the snap of a finger, and I get that all today.
Do I get parking?
I'm not getting this over 32 years. I could die in the next 10. And then what about the next 22 years? What am I getting for that?
What kind of parking is it? Is it a valet parking? Do I get someone just to take my car right at the entrance?
You know what? After thinking about this, I've determined that this offer sucks.
Yeah, but you have all these other cool experiences. You get to meet him. You get to take photos with the trophy.
Get to touch a trophy that I had nothing to do with. Yay! Look at the trophy! Yay! Touch it! Let's touch something that we'll probably never win again. Because we traded Luka Doncic away.
Man, you're very, for someone who's a lifelong Mavericks fan, you're very angry.
I think that's about right. If I were really a true Mavericks fan, now, I'd be pissed off Anthony Davis.
With all that
done.
Said, I'm taking the money.
Of course.
All right. As nice as that is, unless you're already filthy rich, it doesn't matter. Right? Then you take the experience. But I'm taking the money.
I don't even know if you do if you're filthy rich.
Timmy says go to jail coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's blocking the center lane on westbound 270 on the north outer belt near US 23. And we also have a slowdown due to a crash on Cleveland Avenue at Eddystone Avenue. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. You know how some places have a secret menu? Well, this is not that menu. It's the Cantina menu, and it's only at Taco Bell. At participating US Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. What do? They do garage floors. They do the best damn garage floors in the business. I say that without hesitation. When I first laid my eyes on a Comer and Cross garage floor, I was struck by its beauty. Struck, I tell
you. Were you taken aback?
I was. I was taken aback. I was tickled.
Not taken out back, were you?
No.
That's later.
Yeah,
we'll do that with you later.
Personal preference, but I'm in the garage. I'm looking around at this floor. And it's not just the floor, too. They put slat walls on the wall.
Those are beautiful.
They do the steps. They do it all, right?
It's
fantastic.
Garage makeover.
And I'm thinking to myself, man, this person must be rich. I can't imagine what I'm going to see when I walk in this house if the garage looks this good. And then I walked in the house. You know what I saw? Squalor. It was a bum.
Despair?
And I had no idea. Because the garage floor tricked me. If you have no money to buy furniture for the inside of your house, you can trick people by getting a really cool garage floor.
Fun little trick.
Yeah. And then you never invite them in. They don't know the difference, but they've seen your garage. They're like, oh, man, Barry's doing great. He must have made partner at the firm. In reality,
it's like Paul Giamatti and Cinderella Man.
You're eating out of cans in the house,
sure,
right?
Just eat a can of beans.
Just a hot plate, not even a stove.
You don't even need to eat the beans out of that can because you can pour them onto the floor.
The floor is clean enough for you to eat your disgusting canned beans on. Call my friends at Comer and Cross. They use uniform pros, no subcontractors, ever. They'll even take the stuff out of your garage for you. It's full service, and the best part is it's never going to chip, crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. Maybe you've had it done by another company before, and it sucks. They're going to come in. They're going to fix that. You're going to see what a top-quality floor is like. Call 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, comercross.com, C-O-M-E-R, cross.com. Go to jail.
He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Timmy Hall says, go to jail.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
And yes, I am suggesting if you don't have enough money to buy furniture or feed your family, please do spend money on a new garage floor. Tell them Common Man sent you.
All right, so I like to start in the office. Couple of things. Well, one thing today... This one surprised me, too, because this man is always very good. He's good and clean. You would never find him here. But, man, am I telling you that when Matty Ice had his car almost all the way out in the middle of the parking lot, I'm not kidding. Like, I pulled in today to come into work, and I look over at his car, and you could have fit our ping pong table behind his back hatch, in front of the fence line. You and I could have both been on both sides of that ping pong table, and we could have comfortably played. I don't know why he was jutting out that far. I think I know why, so I want to put some of the blame on Michael Behrens, who has to drive a semi-tractor trailer to work every day.
Maybe he was thrown off by that.
He's got an 18-foot-long truck here. No business bringing a truck that big into our tiny little parking area.
So maybe that kind of threw him off with what the sight lines were. He was a little cockeyed, too. He was a little crookedy. So I had to throw him in jail a little bit for that. But maybe I'm not going to give ICE any actual hard time here. I'm going to let him off with a warning.
Don't do it again, though.
I'm going to let him off with a warning. Just don't do it again.
It's prison.
But the trust there is, I know he'll take this in stride. He'll take it. He'll own it. Maybe he had a reason for what was happening right there. Maybe he was getting some precious goods out of the back and didn't want to scratch it up against the fence as he was coming into the building.
Well, Rothman wasn't in today. Maybe he had Rothman's dead body in the trunk of his car. And that's why, you know.
He can't murmur if he's dead.
He can as he lay dying.
Well, he's not... He isn't laying dying. He's already dead.
We don't know.
Have you checked? Well, why would he be bringing him to the office?
He's unconscious to the point where he can't really move, but he can murmur. He can make little noises.
He's not murmuring, and he's not in the trunk. Joshua Perry was here. That makes no sense. It doesn't make no sense.
The perfect cover-up. Joshua helps him move the body.
I will back him up why he backed into the space, because I had to back in, too, because there was like a car that's kind of blocking half the driveway.
Greg Oden's car?
Greg Oden's out there. Our armed security guards have been here all week. They're keeping us very, very safe, so none of y'all come and mess with us. Or else something bad is going to come your way. We're safe and secure right now. So I got to say Nicole, too. Our gal, Nicole, she is the worst texter backer that there has ever been. Every single time I get into a text conversation with her, it actually picks up steam a day later. And sure enough, yeah, I'm there on the receiving end because, like a normal person, I see my phone, it's around, and I'm not staring at it all day.
But she replies,
every now and then check and look.
She replies as if no time has elapsed at all.
She does. And it's a time-sensitive thing. Like, I'm asking her questions about, can she help me out on a particular show? So if I don't hear back, these are things that I'm likely going to move on to someone else to try to schedule them. Like, I asked her the other day, and then it will sometimes pick up as, yo, hey, what's up, buddy? Starts like that. So sorry, I'm not so sure if I'm going to be able to do it. I'm like, stop it! I already picked somebody else. Leave it alone, Nicole.
48 hours ago.
It doesn't matter. I'm like, have you ever once hit me back in the first few minutes? And I got a response 24 hours later. Yeah, I have. Check your...
I like how that response is 24 hours later, too. Can I send someone to jail?
Please do.
One of our staff members?
Please do. Who
good,
you
clean
send?
Tyler Danberg?
Why is Tyler going to jail?
Let me tell you something. Tyler Danberg, I've been trying to dirty this guy up. How long has he been here? About 6 months?
You can't dirty him up, man. I put him on 3 months of updates, and you know what he did? He just said, thank you.
I've been trying to dirty him up. I'm trying to, you know, have some of my influence wear off on him a little bit. And it's, by the way, I was requested to dirty him up. Fish told me, dirty him up a little bit. He's too clean. I'm trying, Fish. I'm talking crap about people back there. And it doesn't matter who it is. Tyler will pop up and he'll say, well, and in their defense. I don't need in their defense. I don't need it. I don't want it. We're here concentrating on frivolous things. Let's pick at someone. They're not here to defend themselves, and that's great.
Don't we need somebody like that,
No,
though?
We don't. We don't.
Well,
we do not need someone's legal representative at all times to give the other side of the argument. We are just a bunch of shallow-minded guys sitting around bitching and moaning.
Tyler's not, though. You can't just push a button and make him come down to our level. That's the real challenge. I'm working hard to get him down there. This is what the Joker did to Harvey Dent. Like, he ruined his life over a period of time. He kidnapped his girlfriend. He tied her up to a bunch of oil drums. Like, you gotta do
the So what you're saying
work.
Is I have
you
to do...
push him to the edge of madness.
More stuff outside of the
building. And then let him jump off the edge.
Like, slash his tires, maybe? Do that?
Yeah, I don't know about it. It's not stuff like that. It's more like emotional
stuff.
Maybe
just sneak into his apartment and steal all his snacks. So when he gets home after a tough day, long day, he's just looking for something to nosh on the couch while he watches women's basketball.
There's nothing.
I want to get him to actually say back to me something about a shift or a workload. I think I want to just start working him from like 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. And on Saturday and on Sunday. And see if I can get him to not say, sure.
Oh, thank you, Tim. That sounds great. I had nothing planned except sleeping. Glad I can take that off my plate.
I guess I won't hang out with my family. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Would love to. Anything for those guys. You think I could get that to happen?
I don't know.
How many straight weeks?
I can't get anything out of him.
How many straight weeks would he work 80-hour work weeks before he mentioned, boy, you know, I'm a little exhausted here. Do you think I could maybe get a PTO day? No!
We're going to do a little music appreciation Friday. Our next batch of Walker Told Me I Have AIDS songs.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm proud of one of them very much.
That's one in particular?
Well, I like them all, obviously,
but I'm super proud of one.
That's next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slowdown due to an accident in the left lane on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after US 23. And there's about a 5-minute holdup on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The rain forced him inside, but Ohio State got their second practice of the preseason in today. Defensive lineman James Smith, the transfer, says he's anxious to earn his playing opportunity.
That's all my biggest thing, because I really want to, like, come in here. I don't want to expect anything. You know, I don't want to, like, have anything, like, really just given to me. I need everybody, like, to understand, like, we're not too much apart. Hey, I'm right around the corner. We're just working every day.
Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid saying today most likely Patrick Mahomes will not play in their preseason opener next weekend. Baseball, Clippers are at Syracuse tonight. Cincinnati Reds open a series in D.C. against the Nationals, and the Guardians in Chicago to face the White Sox. This update brought to you by Roosters, who's giving away 12 Ultimate Buckeye Experiences, tickets, sideline passes, and trips to a Buckeye first-round postseason game. Register today at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
You know, Timmy.
Mikey.
I had a situation yesterday. Came home. Samantha was very excited. Told me that the little boy across the street, baby across the street, just turned a year old.
Oh, nice.
Said his first words.
And what were they? What?
I'm not done with the story yet.
Go.
And so Samantha was watching him, and the first words came without either one of his parents present.
Oh, really?
So missed it completely. I feel bad because she also witnessed him walking for the first time before anybody else. So Samantha is the baby whisperer.
How about that? She's like the Cesar Millan of babies.
My dog trainer friend who was in the YouTube chat last night.
I saw that.
Told me that Cesar Millan, no bueno.
They don't like him,
In the dog training community, the animal training community, they don't like him.
What? Just too pompous?
Too egotistical? I don't know. I didn't get into the weeds with him.
He monetized it? Is that all? I thought he had like this lovely ranch where he had all the dogs coming by.
I don't know what to tell you.
So Samantha saw this.
If you want your kid to walk or you want your kid to talk and they've been putting this off and you're like, man, my kid's never going to do it. You invite my daughter around, done.
Make sure you don't leave.
Done.
Yeah, invite Samantha
you'll
and make sure that you're in the room.
1 year old looking right at her face saying,
and how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Teddy, I did one for you today.
Because I know you like the stadium country from the 90s.
Yeah, I enjoyed that back in the early 90s.
You like a Garth Brooks?
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Like a Garth Brooks to me?
I love how we're taking requests now. We're pretty much at that point where we've done about 80 different genres of these songs.
It's August 7th. I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point, my
friend.
You
said we'd make it to the end of the calendar
year.
And we will.
Not the calendar year, the end of the summer.
Oh, well, then we could do
football
that.
Football season.
Yeah, it's August.
A couple more Fridays.
Absolutely.
No, we can't do this until the end of the calendar year. What are we doing?
Dear God. All right, so Teddy, here's a little Garth Brooks inspired. Walker told me I had AIDS.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's a little visitor now. But that we only is how you say it is.
What do you think, Teddy? Does that meet your approval?
That had twang and girth,
absolutely.
Teddy.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you
twang
nailed it there.
Twang and girth.
Girth Brooks.
Yeah. That's what they call him in the sack. That's what Trisha Yearwood calls him every night.
Go to bed, Girth.
Tyvus watched some of those movies, I think.
Girth on blonde.
Girth does dress in all black sometimes.
What was his alter ego?
Was it
Chris Gaines?
Chris Gaines, yes.
Yeah.
He was trying to deal with that.
He was trying to be like an emo alternative guy.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Why? Yeah, I vaguely recall that. He changed his name. Did he record under that name?
Yeah, he had an album, I think. Chris Gaines released an album.
How do you pull that off when you're Garth Brooks?
Well,
you're super famous.
Everyone mocked him and said, this is stupid. And they said, just kidding, I'm Garth Brooks again. Bah, 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 bah.
He had so much money, though, success, he could just do whatever he wanted to do. It failed. Whatever, big deal. I mean, just go back to being Garth Brooks.
He's got FU money. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
John Bon Jovi wouldn't just like pop up under another name like Tommy Longstockings. Like, I don't understand. Pick up an acoustic and
I'd buy
play
it.
Some coffee shops.
Weird. We used to have a boss here, Platinum Fox, and he was obsessed with Prince. Okay? If there was a job opening and it just said Prince's professional butt wiper in Minneapolis, you have to relocate, he would do it.
Even now that he's dead.
Especially now that he's dead. Be looking at the corpse. Tending to it, making sure it's clean and tidy.
It's been several years now, too, so it's rotted away.
Prince doesn't rot. He's like
he's
an angel.
Embalmed.
Yeah, he's an angel.
Is he lying in state somewhere that we don't know about?
He should be. What's the place they called it up there? What was his compound that
had? Yeah, he had a name for that, too.
I know, I forget what it was called.
Wasn't there also a good Prince story? Didn't he, like,
buy? Oh, that's Carlos Boozer.
He rented Carlos Boozer's house for a year or two.
For a year.
When Carlos Boozer was leaving his time in L.A., I think?
Yeah, so he
played for the Lakers
a
bit.
So Carlos Boozer tells his story. So he's got this big house in L.A., and he's leaving to go play someplace else, not going to stay in the house anymore. So instead of selling it, he decides to rent it out. And I guess what rich people do in L.A. is they will lease houses. Like Michael Jackson would lease a house. And you'd think, he has enough money, why can't he buy one? But they lease a house. So Prince was going out to lease a house for like a year, 2 years, and it was Carlos Boozer's house. And there's a certain contract that you sign, because it's somebody else's property, ultimately, even though you're going to be living in it, you're essentially a tenant.
Right.
And so a couple months go by, and Carlos Boozer's in L.A., to play the Lakers or the Clippers, one of the two, and he's thinking to himself.
He finished his career with the Lakers, and he didn't play after that, so that's when he would have lived there, like 2014, 15-ish.
Whatever. Yeah. And so he's in L.A., and he says, I'm going to drive by the house, see how the house is doing.
Yeah.
Just on the outside. I'm not going to go in. I'm not going to, you know, interrupt anybody's time, but just
checking.
Just check it out.
It's a free country. I'm driving along the road. Just see the house.
So
lay eyes on
it. He drives to his house. He's driving down the street, and he can't find his house, and he thinks he's losing his mind. He says, I've lost it. I don't even know where my own damn house is. And then he realizes that the house that he thought was where his house was actually his house.
It's there.
And Prince had remodeled the house.
Not just on the inside.
No, the inside and the outside. he came to find out that the entire interior was remodeled.
Floors to ceilings.
In Prince regalia. Like, it looked like Prince had always owned this house. And Carlos Boozer is flipping out.
Well, there was probably out front, like, a 30-foot-tall purple guitar right in the middle of the double driveway.
A sculpture of just the Prince
in the
symbol.
Fountain. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, the phallic symbol is out there.
And
yeah.
So Carlos Boozer is freaking out, and he has his attorney get on the phone with Prince's people and said, "What the hell? We're going to sue you. You remodeled the house. You're renting the house. You can't remodel the house." And I guess Prince told Carlos Boozer's attorney.
Prince told Carlos
that he had AIDS.
Yeah.
No, he said, "Don't worry about it. It'll all be put back."
Mm-hmm.
I'll be put back. You remodeled the entire house.
It's a new home.
When the lease is over, it'll all be put back.
I'm Prince. Don't worry about it. And I've so got there the
was,
funds.
There was just a calm in his voice, and they had no other reason to doubt him, you know?
I mean, the place was good. It wasn't torn apart.
No, no.
It was completely changed.
Different.
You wouldn't expect to see the floors, the paint, the ceilings, the light fixtures, all that stuff
and
completely
so,
different.
2 years go by. And Prince moves out. Carlos Boozer walks back into this house, and it is exactly the same as he left it.
Right.
Everything's been changed back.
He had one den in this house that had a very specific orange shag carpet in it because it reminded Carlos of his childhood home. And that same exact shag carpet just poof, returned right to the way it was.
It was all back.
By the way,
Prince said, don't worry about it.
His compound is called Paisley Park.
Paisley Park,
in
that's right.
Chanhassen, Minnesota. He probably has Brad Paisley captured, and he has to play for you
That's
when you
right.
go up there.
All right, so I did the Garth Brooks. Here is some Prince inspired for you.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. That way only is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Now, I can't replicate the voice, and I'm not trying to replicate the voice.
That's pretty good.
But just the overall sound, I think that captured the essence of Prince.
I mean, I think the guitar playing was great in it, too. Like, with the riffs at the end of the song, that's exactly how he would do it. Great voice, great guitar. I like it.
All right. I've got a couple more to play for you, including one that I'm really, really proud of. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 17th Avenue. And we've got some more delay due to a crash that's on westbound 270 near US 23 on the north outer belt. This report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong, too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The event takes place Thursday, August 13th, and all email submissions must be in by August 10th. Enter today. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Expect some lingering thunderstorms overnight tonight into Saturday morning across central Ohio. Overnight lows at about 70 on Saturday. Some moisture in the morning and then turning drier as the day wears on. High temps around 87 degrees. Sunday's the driest day of the weekend. A lot of sunshine and a high temp in the mid to upper 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
They refer to each other as stupid f***ers.
so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder and Motor Company. It's Go to Jail Friday. Get in touch with us. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Goodcleanboy@gmail.com. I'm going to open up a squirt.
So the squirt, fish has been very fish has been very soda friendly these last few weeks, even more than just the Wednesday meetings that we have. You, me, and Teddy, if he's ever here working, we go in there and discuss the show, chat for 15 to 30 minutes.
You know what I had last night with dinner?
No, what?
I had a delicious cheer wine.
Oh,
cheer wine zero in the glass bottle.
Yeah.
I like how they put it.
The zero's not bad.
I like how they put it in the glass bottle.
Yeah, the glass, that's pretty much the traditional way to have a cheer wine.
I understand.
Like sometimes glass bottle.
With the zero, they'll change it up.
That's true. Like, it is nice that they're doing the glass bottle treatment for the zero, the no sugar added stuff. But Fish, he's been stocking Squirt now. He's moved on to. He's had Fresca, which is the other mirror image, the other only other grapefruit refreshing drink that's in the game. It actually, on a Fresca, just says soda water. Didn't even call it like a soft drink. It says soda water. He's had
root beer,
this thing called Frost Top.
Teddy will not
100-year-old root beer.
Will not drink.
Delicious.
Teddy hates the sarsaparilla.
Hate the root beer. Hate your little cheer wine and all that.
Oh, you hate the cheer wine too?
Cheer wine. Cheer wine would be a cookout soda because cheer wine's a Carolina's thing.
What about a Dr. Pepper? You like a Dr. Pepper?
Oh, God.
No.
Nasty.
They have
disgusting.
On tap, if you go to one of the Bojangles locations, you can get the cheer wine on draft, and it's very, very good.
Thank
Delicious
you,
little treat.
All right. Walker told me I have AIDS songs. This one, I was going for a little bit of a Rolling Stones bluesy rock. Teddy heard it and thought maybe it was ZZ Top-y type of vibe. So tell me what you think about this.
I feel like I just came into the Double Deuce on a Friday night.
We're
about to get some beers.
Jumping.
The band is up on the stage. That is your Pieta. That is your Beethoven's Third.
No, I got what.
That is your Eiffel Tower.
Wasn't
the one.
That wasn't the one.
That's not the one.
No, that's not the one.
No, that was the one.
Maybe for you.
Oh man,
the last one I play for you is my own personal opus.
Is this your Sistine Chapel?
Sure. Not there yet, though. Now I want you to think about Vanilla Ice, Kid and Play. All right, this is, I call this 1990s house party.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. I doubt what Yoli is, how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Teddy just walked in with a six-pack of Zima. He's the star of the show.
It's always Zima,
right, Teddy?
For Teddy.
It's
absolutely.
Play a little spin the bottle.
Why not like a Mike's Hard Lemonade?
They didn't have that back then.
I know, but they've been out for probably 20, 25 years. Did we get down with those? Those are a delicious little beverage.
Also, well, we had the Jack Daniels little... like coolers or whatever.
Oh,
that
what
they
was
had.
What was that JD's?
Remember
thing?
Those?
They had Bartles and James.
Bartles no, and James.
These were,
no,
these were Jack Daniels
branded wine.
Yeah, they were.
Did you
good.
Ever do like wine coolers with the foil tops at all?
Yeah, those were like the Bartles and James.
Yeah, Bartles and James.
Right, yeah. Weren't there other brands?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's like we're getting to boxed wine. We got like our. But like All Madden, what was the boxed wines? There were like two competing companies out there too. My mom always had one of them stocked and ready to go in the fridge.
Ready to go?
Oh, she was ready. Yeah,
just for a regular day.
Franzia, I think.
I think that's right.
Is that something like that? One of those, a nice red wine.
I'm a big fan of Amy Lee and Evanescence. Actually, their new album's very good. If you enjoy that type of thing,
I know you love.
So
them.
I decided to do a little Evanescence theme.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. Heads out.
Good. Right. Really good.
Right. Now this next one is the last one.
This is the one, huh?
This is it.
This is the one.
All right. Now maybe this is not everybody's style, but I think I knocked this out of the park. I was going for Huey Lewis in the News. Okay?
I love a little Huey Lewis.
Teddy, you like the Huey Lewis?
Love Huey
we
Lewis.
We love the Huey
love
Lewis.
The news.
We all love right. Back to the Future. We
I
love
was
it
going
all.
For Huey Lewis in the News. What I came up with was even more succulent than I had hoped.
Well, we'll be the judge
better,
of that now,
even
won't
better
we?
Than I had hoped. Well, I hope you judge it kindly, because I love it dearly.
I hope so, too.
All right? Here is the final one from today. My Huey Lewis-inspired Walker Told Me I Have AIDS.
I didn't know when it was gonna end.
I actually wanted to keep it going. I had a 3-minute version. I had to cut it down.
I think they really came into their own commercially and artistically. That was good.
All right, that's this week's crop. If you have some suggestions for next week's songs, please do get in touch with us. Tell us what you think.
We're looking.
I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel now.
We're looking for suggestions.
One retired NFL player took PDA to the next level. And we'll do some go-to-jails coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between Hudson Street and Cook Road. And there's about a five-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and 315. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance more than you dread build-it-yourself furniture with extremely vague instructions, what are these hieroglyphics? Then you might have insuranoia. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Go to jail Friday. We'll get to some of your jailbirds in a second. Here's an actual jailbird, retired ex-NFL wide receiver Stedman Bailey. Where did he play? He played for the Rams?
Did Stedman Bailey get shot? Or was that the other stud receiver for West Virginia?
His career ended prematurely at 25 after he was shot multiple times in the head.
Oh, my God.
While sitting in a car in November of 2015.
Was he Uma Thurman in Kill Bill?
He would,
are there the only two people, screen, fake story, or real story, that have survived a gunshot to the head?
No, you know who survived a gunshot to the head? Former Bears and Lions quarterback Eric Kramer.
Eric Kramer was also by himself.
Yes, he tried to kill himself.
My God.
Yeah, shot himself in the head and lived, thank God. But so he made a full recovery. Good, so he could do this. He was arrested along with a female companion after police say the two were having public sex at a place called Round One, an arcade inside the mall in Pembroke Pines, Florida.
Look, I know malls are empty these days, but that's still no excuse for public fornicating.
Now, okay? if you're saying, well, it must have been in some sort of
like
back room
yeah,
VIP section and things got out of control. No, they were doing it at the bar of the establishment.
Like in, do they?
Several patrons. I guess she climbed up on the stool and.
What?
Several patrons called the police and said, we're just here drinking at the bar here at the arcade, and these people are publicly fornicating right in front of us.
They don't have any more details as to what was happening. I thought I saw a little blurb about how she was bent from the waist and Stedman was.
Oh, that's right.
Behind her.
She was.
So
now they were questioned.
It was a different position than the one that you are detailing.
That's right. They've later admitted to drinking multiple shots at the bar. They both had their pants down.
As you do.
Bailey had been exposing himself, but both denied.
Wait, he had been exposing himself?
He whipped it out.
Like he had just been running around the bar exposing himself before this,
prior to this, I don't know.
And then
she assumed the position. He whipped it out. They both denied that any penetration had taken place. So that's good, at least.
But they admitted to the other.
Yeah, everything else they admitted to.
So basically they're saying, oh, we were just soaking. That's all. But actually, that would be a lie. Soaking still is, you know.
If you're going to go to all that trouble, you may as well just go all the way. I'm quite sure they did.
That you bringing that up, or Stedman Bailey doing this, getting caught. Teddy, hit the gavel. That's jail right there.
Like,
that's literal jail. What should the sentence be for that? We go a year on that?
By the way,
You're doing it in a public place with people around and exposing yourself.
I'm not saying we're wrong. Okay, but I like how on this show, we will at certain times give the death penalty to people who refuse to turn right on a red light.
That's right.
But we got the public fornicators here breaking actual laws, and you're saying, I don't know, maybe a year? What do you think?
I think that's just about the whole lot of it. Yeah.
Does it matter how ugly they are?
No.
I think it does.
You know,
I think if you're both tremendously ugly,
then
that's a harsher sentence.
If you really want what they did to bother you, you'll let it bother you. But in essence, they're acting that way. Would a normal, free-thinking person in a society say that that's good, clean behavior? No. But were they hurting you? Were they harming you?
Mentally,
could you just
maybe
look the other way? Could you just look over the side? Stedman, there he is.
Maybe. You're going to close your eyes at night, and all you're going to see is Stedman.
It's going to hear
assuming
him.
Assuming the position.
You'll just feel Stedman in the corner of your room.
That's right.
Thrusting, panting, and moaning.
Nicole Sheeran says that she has night terrors about a man standing at the foot of her bed with a top hat on.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Maybe she has a night terror about Stedman bedding this chick over.
Maybe so, if she were there. But it did remind me of an anniversary that just passed. We didn't discuss it on the show. And I remember this anniversary for a unique reason. So I had a hole in one, just one in my life. You know, I'm an avid golfer, love to play, got the new sticks. I'm enjoying the game a lot right now, having a good time up there at York. But when I was 19 years old and I was really playing a lot of golf, I'd moved to Utah. I was living near the Whites, you know, didn't have a lot of friends. Those are my neighbors, as we know, and they didn't befriend me. So I took to going to the golf course to get a job, and I spent all my free time up there just working on my game. And I got to be a pretty good player, and I had my ace, and it was a special thing. It was par three. It was over 200 yards. It was a great shot. Obviously, there were some other people that were sipping coffee on their porch because the tee box were playing the tips that day, the back tees. And so, you know, a couple was up there, and they congratulated me. And then everybody in my group as well. And you didn't have to buy many drinks because you're in Utah. And I'm also not 21. So that was great. So I come to find out that later in life, on that same exact day, August 1st, 2003, was the same evening that Rick Pitino got his hole-in-one. He was
in
the Italian restaurant,
yeah,
down in Louisville, Kentucky.
He was fornicating,
hanging out with Karen Cypher, whoever that was.
Now, in his defense,
also doing some public fornicating in a restaurant, just like Stedman Bailey, and you can't be doing that.
After hours, he was in a private room, okay? He wasn't at the bar. He didn't bend her over at the bar.
He was in a booth.
But the restaurant was closed, right?
In the back of the restaurant. I don't know if it was closed. He was in the restaurant space. He also wasn't in a back room.
You think people go to that restaurant and be like, I won't sit in the Pitino booth. And the Pitino booth, which there should be turd and piss on it.
There should be an engraved plaque. I know it's not like, you know, Billy Joel didn't sing about it in, you know, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. His is get a table by the street. Pitino was, let's get a table in the back where we can get it on
pumping
in the sack.
Sweat. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what they did. But let's do some jailbirds, shall we? I want to give you one from good, clean boy Tyler Danberg, just to give you an example of how he can't even throw someone in jail. This is what he says to me. He said, I ran into this guy. Well, he was driving and he was on his way in and he saw a guy with flowing blonde locks, long, luscious blonde hair. And he was in a yellow Corvette. He said it was like a mid-90s, not one of the modern ones, but a mid-90s, you know, convertible, looked good, good and clean. Guy looked proud and happy. And he said this guy was just brushing his hair at the red light, full on brush, and just letting it hang and looking in his rear view mirror and doing his hair. And for that, Tyler wanted to throw this man in jail. And I said, Tyler, I don't even know if we got a problem here. Was he?
Well, he must have had a really douchey look to him.
Well, I'm sure he did. I mean,
rough
long blonde hair,
way.
Yellow Corvette convertible. Oh, I don't know. You have a problem with a yellow Corvette? Too flashy?
It's not my first choice, but
brushing the hair. You ever brushed your hair in the car?
Maybe it was the way he brushed his hair. And by the way, no, I don't think I've brushed my hair in the car.
I don't even have a problem if I caught somebody picking in the car.
Picking's different.
As long as you go.
You're not full of your own crap when you're picking.
As long as you go when that light turns green, you can be doing Stedman Bailey things in the car. I don't care. Just go. That's go to jail if you sit there at the green light. My office putters.
He's a clean boy. Wash your own damn sheets.
Timmy, you'll know what I mean on this one. I am also a member at a club here in town, and this action annoys the ever-living S out of me when I see it. We, as many other courses do, have several holes that run adjacent to other holes. I know we're saying holes a lot now, Mike. I'm sorry. It's common to pull or fade your tee shot and hit it onto the other hole's rough or sometimes the fairway. Why is the procedure of what to do next so hard to understand? I have no problem with you spraying the ball onto another hole and going to play it if it's not out of bounds, but you have to wait your turn. If a group is on the tee box ready to hit on the hole they're playing, you don't drive right to the middle of the fairway to play your ball. You hang back and you wait a minute. It's easy. We have too many morons that don't understand this. You hit the bad shot. I shouldn't wait for you. You wait for me. Jail. Completely agree. Completely agree. This doesn't happen a lot at York, but it did happen to me once in the last month. And I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm not going to raise a big stink. I'm not going to be one of those guys. But it's like, dudes, like you.
I'm going to report you to the clubhouse attendant.
What are you going to say? There's nothing worse than like golf course scuffles. That too. Like you talk about jail. Again, I mentioned the guy, we mentioned this last week, but the best golf course fight I ever saw was this big dude that picked the fight with the wrong guy who wound up to be a former NHL enforcer, and he was using sound effects as he beat this guy into oblivion and chucked him down a hill towards a river.
Bam!
To finish him. Oh yeah, you want some more? I told you to stop! Bam! Now I think you've had enough, bitch.
See you next Tuesday. Has a different meaning for me this week. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and Neal Avenue, and about a 10-minute holdup if you're on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business's needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Get a quote today in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Bishop and Friends.
Comedic timing on the zinger to Saban.
I thought we could smile a little bit, laugh a little bit. If the timing was right and coach was there, we could maybe get a smile on.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Panama and Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Got to converse with Mr. Bo Bishop today.
It was nice seeing Bo.
And his youngest two sons. It was nice.
I'm glad he popped into the studio before he came back. He didn't have to do that.
Very respectable young man as well.
Yep. Yeah, I've met all three of his kids now because the older one was at the memorial. And I popped up there for one day when he was doing a show, met him, and he said his oldest son is like 6 feet tall now.
Well, how old's Jack? Or how tall is
Jack? They're both going into the same grade. They're both
Jack's
going into ninth grade.
Close to six feet tall.
He's getting close. Yeah, he's at least 5'10". He doesn't have me just yet. I don't know if there's no way he could take me. He likes to talk a big game. He thinks he could take me in a tussle, and I will give him his credit. I said this the other day when I saw him at the beach. I had to step back and say, like, who is this kid? Like, the workout programs that they've been going through all summer. It's like you've been losing weight and you've been looking better and better and better, but I'm seeing you every single day. When people come in and take a look at you and they haven't seen you for 2 or 3 months, they're like, my God, Bo's first words to you were, my God, you're an Adonis. Look at you.
I think
the
he was
hair,
exaggerating
the weight,
quite a
he
bit.
He wanted to rip your clothes off.
Well, who can blame him?
And Jack's got a great looking torso now. Like, he's got chiseled abs and toned. He thinks he could kick my ass.
Jack's got a great looking torso. Did you hear it?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I'd trade with it. I would. I would. But he can't take me. I've got the dad strength.
First of all, if white trash enough, you guys would get going tonight. Have a few beers and just start tussling.
Both of us.
Right, both of you. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to share with him.
Of course. You share with your son. He's a freshman in high school.
He has the Milwaukee's best, though. I get the Coors Light.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jack is a tall, strapping man.
Yeah, he's about 5'10",
5'11". On the verge of manhood.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing these football workouts every single day. And he has youth on his side. Timmy, I think he can take you.
You think he could, huh?
Yeah, I think he could.
You think he could? You think he'd have the speed or...
You guys are on the floor tussling. Where's speed have to come in?
Well, then shouldn't that be an advantage for me then? If he's not like using his agility and speed like in a...
No, I think he's physically stronger than you. Outlast you because you'll tucker out very easily.
No, I just have... I've got some fat on me, but I've got some thickness to me as well. And there's just no... There wouldn't be any stopping like my power blows.
You know? Just the way... The way that you said it and then mimed it.
I'm just going to, pow! When I like that, bam! 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 No way. He thinks he could, and I want to let him continue to think that
he could.
Well,
maybe you want to let yourself continue to think that you can take
him. What does that mean?
You know what I mean? Guys tend to get a certain age. They lie to themselves. They say, I could have that chick right there if I wanted her. No, you couldn't.
Oh, yeah. Like you don't go around your days.
I do.
By the way, I got my glasses. I got my new haircut. I could have Gabby.
I lie to myself. Right. I know that I do. All right? I give a little friendly smile to a feminina out there. She thinks I'm creepy. I think I got her in the bag.
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
Why do we do that? We're just hanging on. We're hanging on to some kind of youth.
Emotionally shallow, immature creatures.
That's what everybody wants, right? I mean, you want... Why do we think that there's so much money to be made when it comes to hair restoration and Botox and all these different things that exist in the world?
Because women do it too. It's not just men. They get their lips plumped up.
Of course they do.
And their boobs are hitting their chin.
Hitting their chin now.
Well, you get them lifted up.
I mean, you're just trying to get them leveled off, I think, is what they're doing.
Bouncy.
They might start to sag a little bit.
Oh, they sag a lot. Gravity's undefeated.
Bring them up.
See you next Tuesday has a different meaning for me this week. So on Tuesday the 11th, right? That's Tuesday, right? The 11th?
Sounds good to me.
Yes. Now I contend.
You contend.
I've said this for a long time. You're either in the camp of I love pumpkin spice things, pumpkin flavored things, or you hate it. There's no in between. There's no middle ground. I think that America should embrace its colonial roots and adopt the pumpkin all year long. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's just a fall entity. I like pumpkin flavored things. It's a North American delicacy. I love it.
You know where I stand on this.
I know, and you're wrong. That's fine. You can be wrong.
You can believe that.
But here's what I know.
But there's a lot of people that believe what I believe.
The 11th at Krispy Kreme, they are releasing the pumpkin spice cake donuts for the fall.
And
I will be there.
And I'll be happy that's out. It is a little bit early for
No, it's not. It should be all year long.
It is.
The fact
that you want this and can be okay with a fall or an autumn release item happening on August 11th.
But it shouldn't be. That's my thing. I'm not advocating for year-long Halloween.
Let's just say, if this continued to only be a fall release, wouldn't that be a ridiculous date to have a fall release for something?
Yes, it would. It's too early for a fall release.
Halloween candies in the stores year-long.
But I never understood why a particular flavor is seasonal. If I want to enjoy a nice glass of Nog in June, sitting by the pool... Man, wouldn't that be refreshing?
If you
give me some heavy eggnog by the pool. But you know what?
Right.
Whatever, man. If I want to enjoy it, why is that exclusive to winter? Why is that a winter Christmas time flavor?
Nothing like a spiced, creamy drink on this 105-degree day. Nog was a bad choice.
How is that any different than like my wife drinking a blistering hot coffee? How is that any different? We do that in the summertime. Nobody beats an eye. Everybody's getting a hot coffee. Going to Starbucks, get the hot coffee.
It's coffee.
So what? What's the difference?
It's coffee. Hundreds of millions of Americans start their day with hot coffee.
It doesn't mean that they're right.
It's not blazing hot yet in the morning when most people drink it. Sure. Do people go out there and still get a hot coffee when it is 90 degrees? Yes, they do. I will agree. But if I can't explain to you why, like, pumpkin things
because
makes sense in a couple of months in the fall.
Rational explanation. Because we just assumed it so, and so it's become law.
That's when they harvest. That's when they're around. That's when they're pretty. Right, that's when people use them for the holidays. That's why it's October and November.
We're just doing that now.
Dipping into December for pumpkin things.
That's when they harvest. Our entire life is fake. You go to the grocery store, all that crap is not regional, right? It's like, oh, these are Ohio strawberries here in January. It's like, no, we have no problem eating that crap. Pass the strawberries. It's okay if it's snowing outside.
We're going to bring the pumpkins in from, I don't know, pumpkins from Mexico. Like, where are we going to?
On the other side of the world,
we're going to grow those things.
Can I tell you something? In South America, the seasons are reversed.
We're going to boat in our pumpkins from China.
I didn't say China.
What are we doing? We need our homegrown pumpkins. There are some seasonal things. I don't like having everything 24/7, 365.
I can't have corn in March. It's not harvest time.
I don't like to have corn actually, all the time.
You don't like
to
have corn all the time?
Corn is
delicious
better.
Corn salsa?
I don't make that corn salsa until it gets to summertime. That's when I enjoy making that. It's like calendars, you know, the pages turn on the calendar and then you say like, oh, all right, it's about that time. It's like when it's chili season. I don't like to make chili when it's the dead of summer.
Will you please tell me
I just don't do it.
A Midwestern corn farm that is harvesting corn in June when you're making it on the cob. No, that's getting trucked in from someplace else. Our corn's not even ready yet. It's got to be as high as an elephant's eye, and it's not there yet.
Well, it's got to be here soon, right? All the corn stalks are like 7 feet tall right now.
But I'm just saying, if we waited till harvest time, we'd never eat corn.
Yeah, but corn is easier to bring in. Corn is easier. Corn is like apples and oranges and very, very popular fruits and vegetables. Again, it's things that are eaten so often and in so many ingredients. Even though corn is the one thing that it just goes in.
Your body said, doesn't even recognize it as an entity.
You don't even need to eat it. It tastes good, but it's going out the same way it came in.
Do you have dreams about playing in the NBA?
I did.
Do you have roughly $300?
No.
Okay. Well, if you have both of those things, I can make your dreams come true.
Ooh.
Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for an accident that's causing a 10-minute delay on westbound Morse Road approaching Cleveland Avenue. And there's a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 and Gender Road. This report is sponsored by Audible. When you start listening to books on Audible, traffic might seem like less of an annoyance and more of an opportunity for another chapter. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Reporting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. It was day number two for Ohio State getting ready for the coming football season. Wide receiver Brandon Innes talks about what to expect from the offense this year.
I think they'll see a lot of explosive plays. I think they'll see a lot of concepts that they'll like. You know, everybody has their own opinions. They might not like something. But I think they'll see a lot of explosive plays, a lot more explosive offenses here.
Former Buckeye football players JT Barrett, Chris Sanders, Stan White Sr., and baseball's Nick Swisher announced to those that will be inducted into the OSU Athletics Hall of Fame this fall. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians in Chicago to meet the White Sox. Cincinnati Reds start a series in D.C. against the Nationals, and the Columbus Clippers continue their series at Syracuse. This update brought to you by Metal Supermarkets. Your convenience store for metal. Visit Columbus at metalsupermarkets.com or 2180 Wilson Road for all your metal needs. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
There's some more go to jails. You just heard Big Daddy talking about OSU Athletics Hall of Fame Class of 2026. We have JT Barrett, we got Chris Sanders, Stan White representing the football program, and then my old buddy Nick Swisher. I don't have much to say about Nick Swisher, but my friend Ozzie Guillen does. Let's take a listen.
Oh my God, Nick, nobody can compare that with Nick Swisher. I hate Nick Swisher with my heart.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. You want to get into that a little more or no?
No, not really, but I think he hit me back. That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I can't. You guys just didn't get along. Didn't work out.
No. I know. I never talked to him. I was managing him, but I don't like the way his attitude was all fake.
Yeah.
And I don't like fake people.
All right. So he was only in with the White Sox for 1 year and then he moved on.
It was 1 year too long.
Okay.
Damn.
I hope that Ozzie Guillen is on hand to induct him into the OSU Athletics Hall of Fame.
He had 24 homers and 69 RBIs for you guys that year in 2008. And then he was on to the Yankees.
He was a waste of space. Ozzie didn't care for the bro-hio-ness of Nick Swisher. And in full disclosure, neither do I.
Oh, what's up, man? You don't like this? We're going to get that jersey pump going, bro. Let's get after it. It's getting nasty.
Uh-huh. Oh, I got one of those. Hold on.
You don't like?
Let's get nasty.
Yeah, that was it's probably with me. It was probably
Did you talk to him?
Oh, back in the day on the Buckeye show. He was very nice. Like I never met him, but he came on and did an interview. I know you felt this way about him for a long, long time.
Being a Sox fan. With my heart.
With my heart.
Yeah, I hate him with my whole heart.
All right, Timmy, you were telling me about this story that if you have roughly $300 and you want to play in the NBA, well, there's some G League teams that you can try out for.
Yeah. Would you like to try out for the Detroit Pistons?
I mean, I wouldn't, but people would.
This is your opportunity to do so coming up in September. And if you... What do you think you would have a better shot of doing? You know, obviously to be considered here, you have to be a basketball player, right?
Okay, yes.
I think you need to be a basketball player. You got to have, at the very, very least, some small college basketball experience, right? But to be...
Like Reimer?
I'm thinking Reimer's experience. Reimer's getting a little soft around the edges.
They'll
right
take
now.
His $250.
I thought it was $300.
No, it depends who you're doing it for. So if you want to try out for the Pistons, their G League team is $250. If you want to try out for the Mavericks G League team, they're charging $300.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Nuggets, Grand Rapids Gold, $200. The Windy City Bulls, $250. And the Toronto Raptors G League team, $225.
I don't know why we have such varying prices over different G League tryouts, but I guess that's up to each individual franchise to choose that. But what would be more likely? Like if someone like Reimer, who had some small college basketball experience, he could make a G League team. Or if you or I were to actually get the play calling duties for the first Ohio State game, could we make sure that we score a touchdown? I think we could easily score a touchdown with the Buckeye offense against Ball State.
What odds are better?
Yeah.
Oh, us play calling scoring a touchdown. Absolutely.
That's not even a fair one. I have to come up with someone different than Reimer. My game was kind of changing as I was talking there.
I think
there.
The odds are better of you and I playing a snap for Ohio State this year.
Wait,
then Reimer making a G League team?
Oh, stop it. Who else could we pick? Who else could we put out there that could make a G League team?
Beanie Wells?
Maybe even somebody. Yeah, someone like Beanie. What about Scooney?
No, because Scooney was a professional basketball player.
But Scooney also is probably not in his playing shape.
It doesn't matter.
He was coaching in the NBA.
I had to sit for years and listen to Beanie Wells talk about how he can score 10 points a game in the NBA.
And 5 rebounds.
He can be a 10 and 5 guy
in the NBA.
He's never had any real basketball experience, but he could do it.
So therefore, he should be a starter
in the G League?
For the Canton Charge, right? Or for the Maine Red Claws. He should be one of their standout players, and he would sell a lot of tickets for them, too. You get a guy like that in there. You get Beanie Wells from the Ohio State Buckeyes playing basketball here.
people would come from near and far to see it.
You think Beanie making a G League team is more likely than you one day playing on the senior tour?
There's not a chance that I could make it to the senior tour.
I don't like that attitude one bit. I really don't.
They're just, and any time I seem to play like another round of golf, you look at me and you're like, oh, playing a lot of golf, aren't we? So, I mean, I don't know if I'd get the, I don't know if I'd get the time to put in the practice.
I want to make sure that your wife is okay with all of this golf.
Have you met her?
I know she wants you out of the house so
when
she can screw all the neighborhood
playing
guys.
Golf, I'm not there to ruin her life.
I understand.
Or my son's.
But somehow, your absence will still be a problem.
No, it won't. It's good. It's all going to end in absence one day anyway.
Why don't you just move out
eternal
at this
absence.
Point?
I'll be dead and gone, and she'll be free.
Give me a
you want a jailbird here? How about my good, clean parents?
Saturday night in Toledo, Ohio.
Sorry, Spotify.
Yeah, that's right. We're done. These kids of mine are staying up later and later and trying to get every ounce out of the summer that they can. And my husband and I actually can't wait for school to start again. You and me both, my gal. My 13-year-old son is basically screaming on his Roblox chat with his buddies. And the other night, he must have forgotten how late it was. Not only was he scream laughing at the top of his lungs, it sounded like he was jumping on a trampoline. So I knocked on his door, and as I walked in, I caught him wearing his Spider-Man Halloween costume from when he was maybe 9 years old, squeezed into it, and he looked like he was performing on Zoom for his friends. I asked him what the heck he was doing. He looked back and replied, "Getting sturdy." Go to jail.
Yes, go to jail. You need a good talking to, son.
All right, what is...
That's 6 months in jail.
I'm a little...
And you have to wear the Spider-Man suit and squeeze into it for all the inmates.
I'm sure sturdy is just like one of these popular TikTok or internet dance trends, right? That's what it was.
Sturdy.
Was it in a certain rap video? I don't know. Perform the popular New York-born Bronx drill street dance.
Let's get nasty.
Features the signature woo walk.
Oh, the woo walk.
Get the quick foot switches and the sharp drops. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm not sure if I can do that. Can you?
More go to jails. And I am very excited about a particular movie that is coming out this fall. And the good news is I won't have to go to the theater to see it.
Straight to video.
I don't care.
The best gun.
Beautiful.
Makes me the premiere.
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5 minute slowdown on southbound 270 on the east outer belt from Main Street to 33, and a couple minute hold up on northbound 270 on the west outer belt from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard to 161. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, do expect some lingering moisture overnight into Saturday morning. Otherwise, low temps around 70 here in central Ohio on Saturday. Of course, moisture early, then drier as the day wears on. High temps in the mid to upper 80s. On Sunday, we dry it all out. Lots of sunshine and high temps mid to upper 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man is one soiled bed sheet away from being Jeff Remmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
It is a go-to-jail Friday. We are taking your jailbirds until the show runs out. Text us 614-787-3093. email goodcleanboy@gmail.com. I'll have a couple. I do want to tell you about my good buddies at Tri-State Men's Health. This is right up my alley, too, because they're experts at ED, treating ED, right? Erectile dysfunction. They're even getting into the weight loss game and helping people out there with telehealth now. You should check into that. But I have personally felt the vigor and the sensation of their low testosterone treatment plans.
Vitality.
Oh, the vitality just goes on. You feel like you're going to live forever. Unless you don't want to, and then you won't. Because you're not actually immortal by taking this.
Right, you can want to live forever, but you're going to die.
That may be later.
Yeah.
Maybe in 50 years' time, we're doing that. But if you've ever felt any of those things where the brain fog is creeping in a little bit more, you're not revved up enough for the sexy time, that's a big one. You're not as sharp as you used to be at work. Maybe you're not just getting dumber. Maybe your testosterone levels have just been dwindling and you didn't know it. So go to tristatemenshealth.com. Get the numbers checked. Get that first appointment in there. It's $99. You get the medical consult, the TMPSA test. If you sign up for the testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, wave the $99 goodbye because that thing is free, baby. And at tristatemenshealth.com, they got the low T quiz as well to see if it really is what's ailing you. It's like 10 questions. It barely takes 2 minutes. It's like the time of this read by the time I'm done with it. So check them out. I have felt it. You want to talk about Teddy and pizzazz? I got that shot in the ace and yeah, pizzazz!
You started tap dancing.
Oh, man.
Ooh-wee. Like Gregory Hines.
Gregory Peck, too.
He didn't tap dance.
I had
dance.
Some little circular glasses like yours and I just felt like I was ready to go attack the world. So check them out. TriStateMen'sHealth.com. Here's a couple of jailbirds for you. This one from Paul Keel's handkerchief. My guys.
Oh, yes.
My jailbird this week is Timmy, only he wrote it, Tummy. And his new, I don't know if that was on purpose or typo.
I like that better.
Or he says, I've got a new crutch. He said, and I quote, this got stuck in my craw every day this week. Drives me crazy every time. Public caning.
I'm sure you have. So he's saying no jail time, but just like Singapore.
Yeah, no jail time.
Can I be the one that canes you?
You're really supposed to do the sentencing. I mean, you could take the suggestion there.
No, I like that a lot.
PK's handkerchief.
Public caning. With wicker.
How many times have you said, I contend?
Why is this my fault now?
It's not.
I didn't do anything. I'm catching strays?
I contend is kind of a thing.
I contend is a joke.
It's a thing
now
that we do. Stuck in my craw would just be something that I said when I have nothing else to say or can't vary my terms enough. Just wait till some of the Timmy Eats a Burger segments come out. I think there was one where I may have said fantastic 72 times.
You should have put a ticker on it. Maybe, little sound effect every single time you did it.
Maybe I will.
Fantastic.
Oh, the whole thing. It was just fantastic. Just
fantastic.
Oh, that burger. It's fantastic. Oh, thanks for talking to me, sir. That was really fantastic. Well, that one really stuck in my craw.
Give me another one.
Okay, I thought you were ready to do your thing, too. I got another one here.
I got nothing.
My good, clean cart attendants.
Would you like to touch my monkey?
I have a recent cart incident for you. Took place at the Aldi. And as we know, their way to cut back on leaving carts all over the place is to use the quarter system. You like the quarter system?
I didn't know they did that at Aldi.
You didn't know that?
I don't go to the Aldi.
Clearly you don't.
No.
Yeah, I thought everyone in the world knew about that.
I don't go.
You pop which you can pop out when you return the cart. Yeah, but it was this 40-something looking bee that decided to wedge her cart in between her passenger side and my driver's side. I'm not kidding when I say her cart was maybe 1 inch away from her doors and 1 inch away from mine. You breathe on this thing, and it's making contact. Who does that?
What's the purpose of that?
I thought it was inconsiderate, and I sort of just stood there while she took her time unloading, preventing me from even getting into my car. Then, sure enough, as she finished, she gave a sarcastic apology and then proceeded to bump my car door with the cart.
Oh, no. Did she see him there, too?
He was standing right behind. Yeah, she saw him. It just said that she gave a sarcastic apology.
50 years in jail.
The message isn't done. That's when I would say I politely barked at her and said, ma'am, you just bumped my car. All she did was say, oh, sorry about that. I wasn't wanting to make a bigger deal out of it, but there was a microscopic scrape right on my driver's side door, and I love the car. Why put your cart in between like that when there's no room? You need at least 4 feet of space between my car. Jail.
50 years.
Death.
You say death?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know how you can let somebody off short of that. And here's, I want to put people in jail too, before you get to the movie thing. Why is it? I understand certain places a backing the car in is worthwhile. My mom used to want to like sentence people to death when we were actually going to church. We were going to the one place where we were supposed to be good and clean, and it would bring out the worst in my mother as we're going into mass and people are backing into the spot so no one can get in and get their seat on time because everybody's waiting in all these cars just so they can scoot out of there quicker. But when you're going to the store, what sense does it make? You need to have the ass of your car on the outside so you can conveniently put your groceries into the trunk. And why is this woman at the Aldi not putting the stuff in her trunk? Why are so many people going to the back seat or the side seat? Put it in the back and don't back in. Then you're butted up against another car in between every car. You can't get to that spot in your vehicle. It's stupid.
I agree with you.
It sticks in my craw.
And that's right. It does stick in your craw.
Hate it.
I'm looking forward to a movie, the Prime Video biopic about John Madden.
Biopic.
Whatever. Will debut on November 18th. Nicolas Cage.
I know, man.
Is John Madden. I've seen some of the photos.
You seen it?
I've seen it. And I've also seen some of the photos as Christian Bale is playing Al Davis. That's what I'm excited to see.
Christian
that guy's
Bale.
Method is F.
He could do anything, man. He's been
Dick Cheney?
Dick Cheney? Looking just like Cheney. He's in that movie, The Machinist, which was a long time ago, he got down to like 105 pounds.
Yeah, he was.
And then he's
very
ripped
thin.
Up for the Batman roles, as stacked as you would ever want to be as a human. And now we're doing Al Davis. Does he have the Gloria Vanderbilt chain glasses too?
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not end stage Al Davis where he's got barnacles growing on his face. But still, he's playing an old man. He's barely recognizable. I always get a kick out of these guys. It's like they talk about how pretty they are all the time. Like Tom Cruise is in this new movie where he doesn't look like Tom Cruise. And Johnny Depp is Ebenezer Scrooge.
It's the new Cruise movie.
And it doesn't look like Ebenezer. It doesn't look like Johnny Depp. Why don't you just get an old dumb guy to play him? Are we really going to the...
Just get an old dumb guy? I don't know, because maybe they're not going to sell the tickets that way. Maybe people aren't going to come out for that.
You wouldn't
you get
see
some
this?
Loser?
You wouldn't see this if they just had some random actors in it?
It depends on who they were.
It's a John Madden movie.
It depends on who they were. If you find someone that can crush the role, that's the most important. I have no problem. I do not have as big of a problem with a no-name actor. But again, these producers, you know, Paramount and Universal, they're looking for big name guys because they have to make a lot of cash in order for the thing to be successful because of what they're budgeting for these films. So they're probably
they don't have to
about
budget
that.
As much if you just get a bunch of no names in there.
I
go down to the local dinner theater.
I saw this has nothing to do with the Nick Cage John Madden movie.
Well, thanks for bringing it up then.
But it's a trailer that I saw. So there's another movie that's coming out. You're not going to see it because some woman with meat in her hair will be there in the theater. But have you guys seen this thing called Wicker that's coming out? My wife was showing this to me yesterday, and I thought she was
joking. Furniture?
I thought she was joking. And I'm watching this thing. It's very real. I guess it's sort of going to be a little bit of like comedic humor and all that, which I would hope. I don't know if I'm going to see it, but it's called Wicker. And sure enough, a guy like with a great name like Alexander Skarsgård is going to be in it. Like, so Alexander Skarsgård, he will be the Wicker Man. And Peter Dinklage lives like in the woods or something. And I guess this woman who like has never found love, I didn't read too much into it. I just saw clips of this trailer. She goes to Peter Dinklage and she's like, I would like me a husband. And he says, will you give me 4 months and I will make you your husband. And then later on in the trailer, out of like hay and sticks. He's a weaver.
Is it Jared Weaver? Jeff Weaver?
Yes.
Dream Weaver?
Yes. All of those weavers. He weaves this 6'4" massive hulking Longaberger basket of a man.
What kind of movie is this?
And there's a scene in this movie, like it shows them like at the altar, they get married, and then later on it shows Alexander Skarsgård, Longaberger basket man, like with his shirt off, and he's leaning back, and she looks down at him, and she's like, oh dear, and his, you know, it's like creaking and crackling, and it's something's growing. And then they're like doing it like later in the trailer, like they show a silhouette of her like hopping on the lap of this basket. What the hell's going on? What woman ever like said, oh, I need to order me a dildaroon? And they say, oh yeah, what kind?
Make
she
it says, wicker.
Hickory.
Make it wicker. I want some splinters. By the way, they're calling this a romantic fantasy comedy film.
A comedy.
Romantic fantasy comedy.
Okay, yeah. It better
That's
be.
That's what I said about like Beauty and the Beast. It's just as weird as that.
Better be comedy if we're having sex with wood.
Wow.
Not that wood.
I got it. More go to jails coming up next. Oh, we had somebody suspended in the world of, excuse me. We had somebody suspended in the world of football, and it will surprise no one. That's in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay due to an accident that's on Olentangy River Road near Bethel Road, and there's some slowdown on northbound 315 from Lane Avenue to North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The number one pizza expert. And the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Wicker's already got 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. I guess it was released at a film festival, like in the winter time, last winter. And so people have seen it.
People seen it?
Here is a review from Johnny Olsaliski from the New York Post. He gave it 3.5 out of 4. Quite like her Oscar-winning performance in The Favorite, Coleman, who's never afraid to act ridiculous, is untethered and batty until things get real, or as real as things can get when one's hubby is an oversized vessel for potpourri. It's not a bad line.
Potpourri is good.
Yeah.
Good like the wood.
Dry.
Does she respect wood?
Sure she does. She married wood.
Would she ever, if he was like in a position where like his knee was bent, and she was like lounging on the couch with him, and she had a glass of water?
No, you don't, she wouldn't put
you
it
don't
on
think
his knee.
She would, you don't think she would set that on him?
Absolutely.
At least without putting a coaster down.
Excuse me, sir. I'm just so formal with her husband. Can I put my drink on your knee?
What do you think they get into in that movie? Other than the screwing.
It's rated R.
Yeah.
So, gotta be some wicker dong involved.
Screwing, drinking, smoking, midnight abortions. Do you think she gets pregnant from him?
Has a wicker baby?
Mm-hmm.
She's a little older. I don't know if she can.
A wicker baby that ages in reverse?
Benjamin Button Wicker? Hey, man, we're out of ideas, apparently.
Need a different name, though.
The NFL has suspended rookie wide receiver Brock Rechsteiner for the first 6 games of the season. He was an undrafted rookie free agent, but caught on with the Saints.
That's right.
It is notable because his father,
oh yes,
is Scott Steiner, a.k.a. Big Papa Pump.
You know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Small Joe, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me, and he's not even going to try. So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning. If we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 2/3%, I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you at sacrifice.
Now, it doesn't say why he was suspended for 6 games, but considering his father was roided out for the better part of 40 years, I'm guessing maybe he dipped into Papa Pump stash a little bit. Bad booty daddy.
Yeah, I'd say that's a good, it's a good guess right there. Why would there be no note? He's such a low level player. I don't even know if he was going to make the team anyway.
No, probably not.
No way. But if he did, then you're out for 6 games.
Sad news.
Baby Steiner.
John Kruk is a Phillies analyst for television.
Do you?
I have the audio
okay,
here.
Okay, because I wasn't prepared
now.
You got it.
This sticks in your craw?
It does stick in my craw. So earlier this week, the Phillies, I forget who they started on this particular night. It wasn't the Phillies. It was the team that they were playing, okay? So Phillies are playing the Nats, and the Nats trotted out their starter. I think it was Palmquist that night. And he only was in there for like 1/3 of an inning. Got him out, and then second pitcher goes in, and he does like 6 2/3 of an inning or whatever. So
you have the opener. He's the opener.
They were having a discussion about why the hell is the Nats manager doing that? And lead play-by-play guy is saying, you know what? I don't know. And John Kruk said, I don't want to know. Like, I want to be dead and gone.
I have the audio.
And I don't want to know the reason. And then this continues.
Here's the exchange.
If I do get it, though, I'm going to somehow figure out how I can get it to you.
Yeah, just stick it in my casket.
Okay.
Unless I get cremated, then just put it in with me when they set me on fire, baby.
Fly ball foul. Maybe I'll get it engraved on, you know.
Oh, yeah, my urn.
Urn, yeah.
Yeah.
Reason number one.
Yeah. I got a funny story about Ern, I'll have to tell you when we're not on the air.
I was going to say it's not airable.
Oh, no.
Got Pete and Larry and Joe Kennedy and Dean and Christine up here in the booth, Jack. Owen, they're all on pins and needles waiting for this one.
It's a good one.
That's a ball.
Kruk, you can't tease us that you have a story about an urn that's not safe for air. Better off not saying anything, because now you've wet our whistle for this story. I got to know what's going on.
That's exactly what I'm saying. If you set something up like that and it sounds like it's big and we need to hear it.
You said your finger was a gun.
If you do that, then you have to show it to us. You have to show us the story. You have to tell the story.
Get out of here. I'm not going to show you my gun.
Show your gun. We need to see it.
Let's make up our own story.
Now we don't have the story about the urn. What is this, like Jack Burns in Meet the Parents? Was someone trying to open a bottle of champagne and the thing shot out, hit the urn, stuff went flying everywhere, was up there, and then the cat came in there and pissed on it?
Who was in the urn? His mother was in the urn?
Love you, Ma. You gave me milk. You gave me life. But then the cancer ate away at your organs, and God took you from me. Which was selfish of him. That's when that was the very scene where we learned that you can milk anything with nipples.
Mm-hmm.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Yes. Yes, I could.
Pablo Torre is reporting that Kawhi Leonard had a hidden multi-million dollar endorsement deal with scoreboard manufacturing giant Daktronics. This is in addition to the previous agreement that they had with this Aspiration or whatever it is, the fake company, where I think the owner's in jail. Let me tell you something. There's got to be a serious investigation of this, because essentially what the Clippers are doing is they're circumventing the salary cap and they're signing people. I'm sure Kawhi Leonard's not the only one, to these fake endorsement deals so they can get around putting more money on the cap.
Yeah, try to keep him from going to another team.
It's just,
you know,
it's blatant,
trying to overcompensate this guy.
It's blatant cheating. It's theft. It's screwing over your other owners, which I assume they would have a problem with. Like, you got to give the Clippers, if they're guilty of this, you got to give the Clippers the equivalent of the NBA death penalty, don't you?
What is, you know, and for a guy, this is where I am with my NBA acumen at this stage of my life. So he is on a massive deal still. I mean, he's Kawhi Leonard, for God's sakes, but I would, again, without paying much attention to last year's season, I don't know, was Kawhi Leonard, Teddy, do you know if he was still the Kawhi Leonard that he was 4 or 5 years ago, still averaging, you know, 26 to 28 points per game? He's had some injury issues, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's still top dog.
He's really good.
Still top dog. So he's on a 3-year, $149 million max contract. And again, this stuff is set up where this concerns me, because this would mean that all teams are probably doing this, because you can only make so much, right? Like, what are you going to...
Yes, it's a max contract.
Yeah, you're at
you
a max...
so much.
You're at a max contract for how many years you've been in the league. So I don't know why they would even feel they need to pay him more. He's making plenty of money. You know, you don't need to have paper deals, empty contracts, sponsorship deals for him.
You do.
Where he isn't even doing any work or really endorsing the product.
This is two instances, I guess, with the same player in the same organization. But you said, is everybody doing this? Wouldn't we hear from now or by now if everybody was doing it?
Possibly, but we never really heard about this Clipper stuff until just recently.
And he's not even on the roster anymore.
Oh, he's not?
No, they traded him to Toronto in the offseason.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, he's back with Toronto?
Yes.
Well, he's back. He got out.
Yeah, he got out.
He's
so
out. He's
he doesn't
out.
Care what happens to the Clippers.
He escaped the country.
Should be, right. He's not even in the States anymore.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay due to an accident blocking the left lane on southbound 315 at Kinnear Road. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 from Leonard Avenue to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Put on SPF 100 because Fresh Time Market has some hot summer savings. Grab deli-style thick-slice bulk bacon for only $3.99 a pound. Buy a dozen Fresh Time organic pasture-raised large eggs and get one free. Find these and more at Fresh Time today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Retirement from football hits everyone differently. For Devere Posey and Dane Sanzenbacher, it means sitting around watching sports clips on the internet and arguing about them. Search for Didn't Catch That on YouTube and subscribe.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
What are we doing this
weekend,
Beamer?
I might try to go out to Buckeye Camp tomorrow. So that'll be pretty cool if William gets up in a reasonable manner of time.
We're taking the boy out there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just William?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, the other one's just still like a little sack of meat.
You know, sure, I didn't know if, you know, all four of you were going to go and you have to take turns pushing him in the stroller or whatever. William runs around, because they're different ages now. William's kind of mobile and out there doing things, mostly naked, as we found out.
Yeah, so we might do that tomorrow morning, and then I got nothing planned. Meredith goes back to school on Monday, so I think we're just hanging out. What about you guys? Anything fun?
Well, you brought up the naked the other day.
Yeah.
And I told you how...
Well,
naked,
first of all...
Naked's fun.
You brought up the naked.
Maybe I did. I brought up how my 9-year-old daughter is still naked all the time. And I'm actually saying to her, don't you want any privacy? And I'm closing her door and she's taking a crap with the door open. And I'm trying to, you know, hey, let's not do that. I thought at this point in her life, she would want her own sort of space and not want to be prancing around naked.
I think that too.
So we were having this discussion the other day. And so I brought it up to her again. And I said, does it make you uncomfortable at all when you're naked and daddy's around? And she said, no. And I said, well, it makes me a little uncomfortable. And then she looked me straight in the eye and she said,
that sounds like a you problem.
All right.
True. Yeah. Apparently it is.
Okay.
Yeah, she ain't got no problem with it.
I always break things down into an M problem or a Y problem. And you're right.
That's a
you're
me
right,
problem.
Samantha. It sounds like a Y problem.
Yeah, that's it's a you problem. What are you doing this weekend, Timmy?
I am probably just going to play a little golfy. And
what a shocker.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
That's what I like to do.
It's good. Who are you playing with?
Nobody.
Greg Oden?
No. Play by myself. Just get out there, probably twilight round tomorrow night after dinner.
Whack some balls by yourself.
Just cram it in.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm going to play by myself, too.
Playing golf?
No.
Oh, okay.
Different kind of playing.
What's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Guys, coming up on tonight's show, Austin Ward is with me 2 full hours. We will check in with Patrick Murphy of Bucknuts coming up here at 6:30. Day 2 of Buckeye Camp. Lot to go over. We had Arthur Smith on these airwaves, a bunch of Buckeye players. Lots of good stuff from Ohio State Camp to go over this evening.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Back page.
Backpage. Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I hope you're ready, Timmy, because you were complaining how you only had 20 seconds. Well, I've given you 4.5 minutes.
Well, it is a go-to-jail Friday.
4.5 minutes of Backpage.
I've got nothing prepared for
you. I got plenty. I don't even have to do anything because the listeners, you guys do it all for me. Jeff Rimmer's middle half chimed in, said, my good, clean smut consumers, go to jail to the wife and kids. Got talked into going to a Buc-ee's earlier today. Oh, there's more on them. On our way back from vacation, never again! $86 for lunch and a near panic attack at the mass chaos inside the place.
$86? What the hell are you getting? The lobster thermidor at Buc-ee's?
Getting sued by them?
Well, they probably got lunch and they've got a bunch of other crap because you're at Buc-ee's. I mean, you load the cart full of beaver nuggets.
Never been to one.
And then before you know it, I've never been either. But
beaver? Beaver.
Jen and I sat here a couple weeks ago and we read this opinion piece. This guy was up on his high horse just body slamming anyone that dare try to have a good thought about some of the newer, bigger, cleaner gas stations that exist. Forget about Buc-ee's, but if you're a fan of Sheetz, Wawa on the East Coast, people love those. The quick trips are nice as you head towards Kansas City and the Midwest out there.
Casey's?
Casey's?
That's a good Midwest.
Casey's? Yeah, you're right, Beam. That's a good one, too. But Buc-ee's is on a ridiculous rampage here this week.
Yeah, they are.
This thing with Buc-ee's has got to stop. When you've got Governor DeWine is out there, yeah, this is a little ridiculous now. You can't go after every single
town is called Beaver Creek
that has a beaver. The town's called Beaver Creek, and there's a thing called the Beaver's Mini Mart. That's it. Beaver's Mini Mart. They've been there forever. They've been there for a long, long time, and now Buc-ee's is coming to Ohio with, what, one location and a second one on the way? Mm-hmm. That's it? And they're going to throw lawsuits at any company in this great state that dared to ever have something that resembled a beaver in their logo?
You would think from a PR standpoint
no.
Be leery of that.
Oh, it's bad.
It's not like they just popped up trying to capitalize on the name.
They already sued someone over an alligator. Because they were like, well, that's confusing to people. A cartoon character
beaver,
of an alligator.
Alligator.
Ridiculous. The they are being so stupid about this. Look,
I'm never going to one just for that.
It's
I love spite.
I won't go to one either. Yeah. Are you kidding? Spite's what make the world go round.
I just was on the side of wanting to go and check out a Buc-ee's and all the people that have talked about it. But you know what? Buc-ee's has really been like the southern thing anyway.
Yeah.
Wawa's out there in the East Coast. Jersey Sheets was near me. It's a Pennsylvania thing. I grew up in Virginia. We had a ton of them there. I don't know if I'm going to need Buc-ee's after this.
They better come out
and apologize.
You're not going to believe this either, but I heard that Turkey Hill is suing Thanksgiving.
Bazinga.
Dad joke there.
Turkey Hill's a good one, too.
That's a dad joke.
This is what Buc-ee's stance is on this here recently. Co-founder and CEO Arch Applin.
You know where he got Buc-ee's from, by the way? It was a 1940s cartoon that was a beaver. And they straight up took that beaver from the cartoon and put it in.
Yeah, stealing. Yeah. He says that the company takes no pleasure in the lawsuit.
Then don't do
it. But felt legally obligated to defend its brand after the Mini-Mart filed a federal trademark application for Beaver Mart. He offered to drop the suit immediately if the store withdraws its trademark request. You gotta be kidding me, man. You gotta be absolutely kidding me. And I was asked on the Good Clean Boy at Gmail account to do a little Neil Shipley update. Your favorite golfer and mine, Mike. He's in the top 50 right now. He fired a nice little 3-under 67 today at the Wyndham. He's been struggling to get it going here this year.
All he needs to do is make cuts. That was his goal this year.
He needs to make cuts.
Also,
he didn't make a lot of cuts.
They delayed it for weather, and you should have seen Brooks Koepka. He was flabbergasted. Like, it was sunny out. There was no rain or lightning in the area. And Brooks Koepka was just undressing some PGA Tour official, just like screaming at him that they stopped their round.
He's back to normal, huh?
It looks good. He has a mustache. Looks awesome.
Phil Mickelson was also undressing a PGA Tour official.
At a different place.
Against her will, but still doing it.
It was actually a man with breasts.
Have a great... Doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't matter. Looks the same in the dark, right?
He was still undressing that person, and that was wrong.
Exactly. Lights out. See you Monday. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and I-70 and a couple-minute holdup on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice, and the new Hottest Fire Chicken Sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.